Part 2. This is Agent Skulky again. At the end of the last entry, I was doing my second favorite thing in the whole wide world, which would be the delight of choking the life out of my partner, Detective Mildewer. Unfortunately, he's always been clinically brain dead, so even lack of oxygen doesn't deter him from spewing insults at me.
Skulky, you're so long-winded they should call you Tangent instead of Agent.
Oh yeah? Well, when I get through with you, you'll be referred to as Defective rather than Detective. Actually, come to think of it, most of his lovers already do that, but I digress. The pilot told us to stop fighting because we were coming in for a landing. Since the pilot deprived me killing fucks, I told Mildewer, "Go throttle yourself on either end." Then I gave the pilot my phone number at the hotel in town. Igloo Lick Airport is very tiny, and the downtown area it's connected to isn't much bigger. It's so cold out here that my nipples feel as if they're in Nebraska. Just in the time it took us to get across town, the hairs on Mildewer's ass froze, and now they're snapping like icicles. I had too many in-flight cocktails, so the noise is deafening. The hotel we're staying at is trying to play upon some sort of French ambiance. Unfortunately, christening a hotel
Le Pension avec Casse Caoutchouc
is positively repulsive. It's pseudo-French for
The Boarding House of Broken Condoms.
I sure hope that our Cessna pilot doesn't find the name off-putting. He's such a babe.
You clumsy bitch! You broke my condom!
He told me he wanted to take me to the county fair, which is code for sit on my face and I'll guess your weight. Mildewer is not invited on this excursion. I told him to go look for clues in the hotel, but he'll probably wear out the VCR playing infantilism pornos. Thankfully, headquarters sprung for two rooms this time. Well, my handsome pilot is here on time for our date. Holy shit, he's hot. Hang on to your hormones, Skulky. It's gonna be a bumpy evening. End of part 2.